Deseret News. I'm Mary Rose. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have claimed a missile launch toward Israel, their first since the war in the Middle East started.
A Houthi military spokesman said in a statement aired Saturday morning on a rebel satellite television station that the Houthis fired a barrage of ballistic missiles targeting what he described as sensitive Israeli military sites in southern Israel. The attack came hours after the group said vaguely in a statement that they would join the war. Sirens went off around Israel's southern city of Beer Sheba and the area near Israel's main nuclear research center as Iran and Hezbollah continued to fire on Israel overnight. Loud explosions also filled the air in Tel Aviv, and Israel's fire and rescue service said it was responding to 11 different impact sites across the metro area. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Golfing legend Tiger Woods faces two charges after he was arrested on suspicion of DUI following a rollover crash on Jupiter Island just before 2 p.m. Friday, according to the Martin County Sheriff's Office. At a press conference in Jupiter, the sheriff, John Budenseek, says that Tiger did not test positive for alcohol after he flipped his Range Rover after trying to overtake another vehicle on a narrow road.
We had DRE experts evaluating him, and they believed from on scene that he was not impaired on alcohol. They believed it was some type of medication or drug. And again, at the jail, He cooperated with the breathalyzer, and then the urine he wanted no part of.
And the accident happened right near Wood's home. President Trump is hosting a UFC fight on the White House grounds to celebrate his 80th birthday and the nation's 250th anniversary. The president has long supported UFC, and during his 2024 campaign, he used those ties to attract voters who traditionally politically engaged. This is SRN News. Maine will vote on transgenderism.
A ballot initiative going before the people in November will allow them to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and keep them out of female bathrooms and locker rooms. The group Protect Girls Sports in Maine has gathered the necessary signatures to put the measure on the ballot. PGSM says, quote, males are taking away female trophies and invading female safe spaces. This is not a faraway concept. It is happening right here in Maine. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has launched investigations into 13 states that require state-regulated health insurance plans to cover abortion. The probes are the latest in a long-running dispute between the political parties on how to interpret a provision that's included in federal spending laws each year. It bars states from discriminating against health entities that don't provide cover or refer for abortion. This is SRN News. A new survey finds that two-fifths of American women want to move overseas permanently. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
According to the Gallup poll, 40% of American women aged 15 to 44 would like to move permanently overseas, departures that could reshape U.S. politics and demographics. Critics argue the women are driven more by political discontent than actual oppression, and suggest many would regret leaving once confronted with realities abroad.
Conservatives maintain the sentiment is largely rooted in opposition to Republican leadership and Trump derangement syndrome. They also question whether most would actually follow through. The Supreme Court has dealt a blow to Democrat plans to prosecute ICE agents. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled 6-3 in that officers are generally shielded from civil liability unless prior case law makes the unlawfulness their actions beyond debate. More details, SRNNews.com.